Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand. Lending
hands. Lending
our favor.
We're your friends.
Greetings and welcome to this Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. The Elder of the Creator. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, our radio listening audience, as we have prepared for you another beautiful discussion for your participation. So join us. Let us hear from you. Give us some feedback. This is your show, and we want to know how you feel, what you're thinking, and how you perceive things that are happening today and why you think they're happening. So we're here to bring you to you another good discussion, and this time it's going to be on. Time is going by fast, so turn back to the life that will last. Turn back to the life that will last. So great discussion, huh? Something to think about. All right. So we thank you for joining us this morning. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. The reality of the Creator. This morning our discussion will be, time is going by fast, so turn back to the life that will last. People of the human race, your real life is ending every day. Your real spiritual life is coming soon, and your life on this world will be doomed. So prepare your souls for your eternal goal. This will be heaven where life never, never grows old. And people, evil will be the flame of a fire. This is not a joke, people. You will be awakened from the dead graves. And if you die in sin, your punishment in hell will never end. So something to think about that most people don't want to think about. You don't want to think about the reality of life. That we are living an illusion, all of us. Everything is an illusion. And the real life, the hereafter, is the true life. And that's what we should be preparing for on this world, on this earth. The real life. Your life in the hereafter, which will definitely come to all of us. If we live long enough on this earth. You have a limited time on this earth. So people, turn back to the life that will last. You are listening in to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And I don't see him up, but I do see another brother, beautiful Imam, that I would have to come on and greet this morning. I'd love to greet him. He's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They're both in the same neighborhood there. And they're beautiful supportive Imam, brother. So, Assalamu alaikum, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Imam Abdul Karim, can you hear me? Imam Abdul Karim, can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. I'm not sure whether I'm being heard on the air or not. I'm trying to reach Imam Abdul Karim. Are you on the air? Assalamu alaikum, brother. I don't see where he's coming on. I see him on the air. But I don't know if we're having a problem here with someone hearing us this morning. Oh, not with our speakers this morning. Assalamu alaikum. Imam Abdul Karim. Can you hear me? Well, we will go on and let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And Imam Shahid Shabazz, as I can see, has not come on the air yet. I think something has held him up. Oh, I'm sorry, and this is not an amateur screen. This is someone else that I'm talking to, the user listening. I always get the numbers mixed up because they both have zeros in the number, and I always call for the wrong person. But I do think that I see Imam Shahid Shabazz, he's on the air now, so I will have him to come on and speak to us. One moment here. Let's see if we can get him on the air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, my brother? Yes, I forgot there's another here that's similar, a number here that's similar to Imam Abdul Kareem's, and I keep forgetting that's another number, so I was going to have that person come on and speak until we could get you on the air. But you're here now.
Well, that's a friend that just want to listen.
Yes, you told me that, but I had to remember the difference in the numbers. It's quite similar here. And I had to remember that number is not his number. That's where the problem lies.
No.
All right.
Right.
Well, I've introduced you, and the audience is waiting to hear from you. We already have put a few listeners on here who are waiting to hear from you on the air. And then now I give bring to you, and I'm Shahid Shabazz.
First of all, I want to say assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all today. And I thank Allah, our Creator, for blessing us to live, to see another day, to prepare ourselves when we will not be in this world any longer, but we will die and we soon will be resurrected, Allah say, for the judgment of our life on how we lived our life in this world. Whether it was good or bad. With that said, we open with the Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanirrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Ladin Amta Alayhim. We just said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor and your grace, not of those who intentionally go astray from your righteous path after you have guided us on your straight path and earned your wrath. Ameen. Okay. Right along with the topic for today, it's all about preparation for the hereafter and realizing and understanding who we are, not just as bodies walking around here, but understand that when Allah created us, as human beings, Allah also created in our nature what's called a jinn. The jinn part of us comes through our flesh desires. We desire of our flesh. They're called nafs, or false desires. And that's where our jinn come in at and lead us to do things that our Creator don't want us to do. And the Creator, Allah, say, until we gain control over our jinn, that part of us that want us to do contrary to what our Creator want us to do, Allah say, until we gain self-control over that, mastery over that part, and have that part of us submitting to his will, just like our soul, he said, we are not true in faith in him. No matter how long you say you're Muslim, a Christian, or whatever you say you are, and you say you believe in the Creator, he said, until you learn self-discipline, you're not serving him. You can't serve him, because self can always have you doing things that he don't want you to do. So I want to read from the Quran here, something that is so beautiful, and I just wanted to share with you all, and it's just so beautiful. It says here, behold, in the creation of the heavens and earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for minds of understanding, minds who celebrate the praises of Allah, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, minds who contemplate the wonders of Allah's creation in the heavens and the earth with the thought, our Lord, not for nothing hast thou created all this. All glory to thee, Allah. Please give us salvation from the penalty of the fire. People, this material world and the desires of it leads us to the hellfire. People, the only escape from the hellfire is to worship Allah with sincerity and to serve humanity, our brothers and sisters among the human race, with the goodness and the love of Allah. Allah said he created us as a human race that we different, that we might get to know and love each other, not that we might despise and hate each other. People, all things in the heavens and the earth are signs that points to the one and only reality, which is Allah, the Lord and sustainer of all creation. So no life can survive without the help of Allah, the Creator. People, we need to understand this is why evil have been able to take control of most people. It's life in this world. They have intentionally forgot Allah. And Allah say in his last and final revelations in the Holy Quran, when people forget Allah, they forget their own soul. So to stop all this evil in ourselves and this world, material world, we must quickly come back to the remembrance of Allah. And finally, Allah say, if people forget him, he will forget them. Then they will become slaves to evil. And Allah say, the evil deeds of this generation will soon destroy them. That's it, people. I just wanted to stop right there, give somebody else a chance to elaborate on what I just said, because this is all about preparing ourselves for the judgment day. People are dying so fast now. I mean, oh, man, it's so, oh, wow, they're dying so fast and in horrific ways. And that's one of the signs Allah said we'll know when the last days. He said because a year would go by like 6 months. And we right there at that time. And he said people would be committing horrific, I mean, unthinkable crimes against their own human race. And that's what we're at right now, people. So you don't have long to stop, you know, following your own self. That's called bidda, innovations. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace, special prayers and peace be upon him, said, every time we invent something into the life, Islam, the life that Allah created for all creatures and all people, he said, you go astray. And he said, every time you go astray from the straight path of Allah, you enter the hellfire. So think about this, people. Think deep on this. And in the Holy Quran, Allah say, fear to do wrong. He said, fear me. Fear to go against my will. And then he say, along with that, he said, fear the fire of hell. So if you fear Allah, displeasing Allah, that's because you fear also the punishment of the fire of hell he has prepared for those who reject faith in him in this little short time we hear and follow their own carnal, ungodly, sinful ways and desires. That's it. As-salamu alaykum.
Blake on Slam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And he's coming on again, strong people trying to reach us, to want us, to remind us, okay, that this is not the real life. This life is an illusion. And he says, turn back to the life that will last. Yes, you want to start thinking of, you want to start moving towards the reality of your true life, your real life, and start preparing yourself for that eternal life that you will have. And that's the promise to all of us, an eternal life. So you want to be prepared, because there are two places that you can end up in. You can end up enjoying that life, or you can end up in much worse than you ever thought of or ever figured could happen to you. Either way, people, you must prepare, and you do that by the way you're living here on your life here on Earth today. Yes, we have our board is filled today, and I'm going to call a speaker that we love to hear from, who's a true supporter, and that's Imam. I believe this is correct number. I'm not sure. I get them mixed up. Let me see here. Is this the correct number? I want to check. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. It's Abdul Kareem from Winston. How are you, sister?
Fine. Alhamdulillah, brother. How are you today?
Alhamdulillah. Another beautiful day. Alhamdulillah, here in North Carolina with me and Imam Shahid Shabazz. We're in North Carolina, so the sun is bright. It's a little cool out, but it's a beautiful day, alhamdulillah, to worship our Lord and remember our Lord. So, alhamdulillah, thank you for having me, as usual. Alhamdulillah, Imam Shabazz, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. How you feeling?
Allahu Akbar, I'm pretty good, man. I just got out of the jail a little while ago. I'm over here at the masjid. The prayer is going to come in about 1 o'clock, I think, so... Alhamdulillah, if I'm off at that time, it'll just be for the Salat. But I wanted to just, alhamdulillah, join in on what the Imam was saying and maybe add some clarity on one part, I think, alhamdulillah. But we all have angels, you know, we have our angel on our right and then our left. You know, we as Muslims, you know, one angel is writing our good deeds and one angel is writing our evil deeds. And they're not going to make any mistakes. They're going to write down exactly what happened, good or evil. And when we choose evil, we choose to, you know, stick to the wrong path. We choose to purposely do things that we know are not right. And we know that they're not pleasing to Allah. Then Allah will assign a Qareen to us. That's a jinn. He'll assign a jinn to us. And that jinn is going to help convince you to go ahead and keep on doing all that evil stuff that you want to do. Yeah. Go mess with all them girls. Go mess with them guys. Go
That's
ahead
right.
to that party. He's going to assign a Qareen, a jinn to you because you chose evil. So, yeah, go right ahead. Allah doesn't need
right.
any of us. You know, alhamdulillah, he doesn't need any of us. He, you know, we need Allah. Allah is not in need of us. So, if we choose to do what's displeasing to Allah, then Allah is going to, you know, go ahead and have fun doing it. Each, you know, each
that's
your
right.
heart out, as we say in English, you know. So
yes.
That's a sign to us. And alhamdulillah, that's part of the topic that we talked about at the jail today, too, how we talked about the hadith of Jibreel when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, he was with his companions, and they were at the masjid, and here comes somebody dressed in these clean white clothes with no hint of travel on him, but nobody knew him. And they're out in the desert, so somebody who just comes out of from nowhere, and his clothes are exceedingly white. And his beard is exceedingly clean and black, and his hair is dark and clean, and he doesn't look like he's been traveling, but you had to be traveling because nobody knows you. And they all knew each other, which is another good sign that all the people who worship Allah, we should get to know each other. We should all come to the masjid so we could meet each other. We shouldn't go
exactly.
hide and just be Muslim in a closet somewhere. We got to come
right.
out and meet the people, which is what's so admirable about Imam Shabazz is because if nobody else is out there meeting people, he is. So alhamdulillah, you know, you are out there. So, but we should all meet. You know, nobody should pass away and nobody knows that they were even Muslim, or nobody knows that a Muslim even lived at that place. So they were at the mosque. Here comes a brother who's dressed super nice and clean, but nobody knows him. So he has to be from out of town, and they're in the middle of the desert. And if he traveled from out of town, he should look like he's been traveling. He should have some,
yes.
some dust on him, some dirt in his beard, some dirt in his hair. Excuse me. And he walked right up to the Prophet ﷺ, sat down, put his knees real close to the Prophet ﷺ, and said to him, you know, tell me about this religion. You know, what is Islam? And that question, the Sahabas were so, his companions, that's who the Sahabas are, were so amazed that this guy just kind of came out of nowhere. They didn't see where he came from. And he's so clean, and he walks right up to the Prophet and sits so close to him. So they must have felt safe with him because they're very protective of the Prophet. Excuse me. And he asks, what is Islam? And the Prophet tells him, hey, Islam is to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship in truth except Allah. There's no deity, nothing worthy of worship in truth except Allah. And that
Allahu
Muhammad,
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. And that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And that you have to pray 5 times a day. And that you have to pay the zakat, give charity if you can afford to. And you have to make hajj if you're able to. And that you have to fast during the month of Ramadan if you're able to. And he told him these things, and then the angel Jibril said, you have spoken the truth. And the companions were so amazed that this guy comes and he asks the questions, and then he tells the Prophet, you're speaking the truth. And they were amazed. And the story goes on, but at the end of it, the gentleman leaves, and the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says to Umar, one of his closest companions, do you know who that was? And he says, you know, Allah and his messenger know best. He says, that was the angel Jibril, and he came to teach you your religion.
Beautiful.
Teach us
our and religion. Brother Imam, I don't mean to cut you. I want you to continue, but for the sake of when I have people ask me questions and
sure.
we can answer them, one of us, I just want you to explain to the people, too, that we have 5 prescribed prayers a day as Muslim believers in Islam, but Allah also say after your 5 prayers, keep on praying, because a lot of Muslims don't emphasize that, and a lot of people that's listening, some of them, they don't understand when you say just pray 5 times a day, because, you know, when we was raised up, we was taught, and we're taught this in Islam, too, but you just got to teach it, that remembrance of Allah, that's prayer. So you don't just remember Allah at the 5 prescribed prayers before we go through the rituals of the prayer, but when you get through prayer, Allah say, remember me after prayer also, all the time.
Alhamdulillah.
That's all.
Yes, sir. That's right. And those 5 prayers are just the prescribed prayers that we have to perform a certain way. Because I know I had that conversation briefly with somebody else, and they weren't Muslim, but they said, well, I pray 5 times a day too. You know, when I told them that, you know, we had the part of our being Muslim was that we had to pray 5 times a day. They said, well, we pray 5 times a day too, at least. You know, we say prayers all day.
Yes.
Right, and for a Muslim, we have five prescribed prayers a day that are mandated on us at fixed times. But as far as just
that's right,
small what we would call du'a, where you know remembrance of Allah, we do that hundreds of times a day. You know, if I have a conversation with Imam Shabazz or you know any other Muslim, we're probably going to mention Allah between the two of us 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 times. You know, we're going to say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. I mean, there's times I might see Imam Shabazz, and I say, hey, how's you doing? He says, Allah has me. He'll start the conversation with what Allah has blessed him with and how, you know, and so in a conversation, we'll remember Allah. And I think that's what the person who I was speaking to, when they said, I pray all the time, too. I pray at least 5 times a day. Yeah, it's one thing,
right,
you know, when you're doing 80 miles an hour in the 50-mile-an-hour speed zone and you see a cop there and you say, oh, God, help me. Yeah, okay, that's a prayer. But we're talking about a prescribed prayer, a prayer that Allah, God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, has told us, hey, you do this prayer before the sun comes up. Right now it's about 6 o'clock. Yep, you do this prayer before the sun goes down. Right now that's about 12:30. You do this prayer at the halfway when the sun lowers from its zenith. This is the Asr prayer. That's the middle prayer. That's right now coming in about 3 o'clock. You do this prayer before the evening time, right after the sun leaves its height and goes down to this level, and your shadow is this level. You know, that's the Maghrib prayer. That's our early evening prayer, which is the start of our day, because that's night comes before day. And then you do this prayer
right
at night. So we have 5 prescribed prayers. So, you know, so nobody feels like they could just say to a Muslim, oh, I pray 5 times a day too. Y'all not doing nothing special. Well, first of all, a Muslim ain't going to think he's doing anything special just by praying, because that's a requirement. And when you're
that's
doing
right
a requirement, it's just like putting gas in your car. You ain't did nothing special. You expect to drive the car, you expect to put gas in the car.
That's
right.
Right.
You don't get a gold star on your windshield because you put gas in your car today. You know,
no,
so you just did the basic requirement. You know, I changed the oil.
Right.
Good for you. You're supposed to change the oil. So our 5 prayers, you know, we look for reward from Allah, but we ain't did nothing special yet. Just
that's right.
Trying to perfect those 5 prayers, we know we're going to be struggling with that for the rest of our lives. Trying to perfect
right
to make those 5 prayers on time is a daily challenge that Allah makes easier and easier, but it's still a challenge for all of us. You know, just like
that's
somebody
right
trying to eat right, or somebody's trying to exercise right, or somebody who's, you know, trying to learn how to do something really well, they have to continually practice that thing. And that's what prayer is for us.
Sure do.
So that is one of the pillars of Al-Islam. And, you know, a lot of people could say they pray, but if you're doing something good, but you're doing it by accident or you're doing it for the wrong reason, you can't expect the reward for that from Allah. All right?
That's
well,
right, brother.
So that's a lot of folks might have that confusion and say, oh, well, you eat with your right hand, I eat with my right hand. Yeah, I eat with my right hand because the messenger told me that's the way I'm supposed to eat. You eat with your right hand because you're right-handed. Right? But if I was left-handed and the messenger said, hey, you're supposed to eat with your right hand, I would still force myself to try to eat with my right hand the best I could.
That's right.
Because the messenger said so. So those things that we do as Muslims, that we do in our faith, it's all considered worship for us, for the Muslims. It's all considered worship when you're doing it because your prophet said it's good. That means you doing it
that's right
because you know it pleases Allah, not just because it's a habit or it's some haphazard thing you're doing, or, you know, or something that you just want to do to please the people because you see everybody looking.
That's right.
Or you want to, you know, help some lady carry her bag into the car because you see people looking. You know what? If you're not doing that to please Allah, all you're going to get for that is a thank you from whoever you just helped, where
that's
the person
it
who believes is going to get a reward from Allah, you know. And,
Allahu Akbar,
and
that's right.
Allahu Akbar, that's why we do all those things. So I just wanted to chime that in, alhamdulillah, and inshallah, Imam, would let you, you know, continue, inshallah, to drop some more things that we could learn from, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. That was very beautiful, brother Imam Abdul Karim out of
thank
Winston. That was very plain, and I thank you for clarifying that about the jinn. That's the jinn comes if you don't want to obey Allah, then Allah signed that jinn to you. You know, because Allah says also all the good that happens to us come from Allah. And Allah said all the bad that happened in our life as human beings come from ourselves. And that's that jinn part of us that you was talking about. That's when you want to do what you want to do. You know Allah say do it this way, but you say, no, I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it my way. So that's, you go astray. That the jinn will lead you astray if, in fact, you follow yourself. But Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, special, he asked Allah to help him to gain control over himself so that his jinn could also worship Allah along with him and serve Allah along with him. And Allah did that for him. So we got the opportunity to do the same thing. You, Allah, like the brother said, he's not going to force us to worship him. He don't need us. We need Allah. Because why do we need Allah? Allah say all the good, again, that happens to any individual or the whole nation, the whole world of people, come from Allah. And he say all the evil that we see in the world, it comes from the individual person, human being, that he's given a limited amount of freedom of choice, a will to choose good from evil. And he said, when you choose to follow yourself, you're choosing to follow evil. But when you choose to follow the will of your creator, Allah, everybody, you're choosing to follow all that is good. And Allah also says through his prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, he said, when you'll know when you're a true believer in Allah, when your good that you do pleases you, and when you do bad, it displeases you. You feel bad, and you ain't comfortable until you correct it. Then the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, then you know you're a true believer. And that's so beautiful because you can go back to when we was little, or even a child. We knew when we was doing wrong, and when we done wrong, we would look at our parents and see what they was going to do, you know. And you know when you do wrong anyway as you grow throughout your whole life, because Allah has clocked that in you, a conscious and a heart. And when you do something wrong, your conscience and your heart is troubled. You don't have no peace of mind. And when you do good, like the brother say, it's always got to be to please Allah, your creator, not for any other reason. You don't get no spiritual blessings, and Allah don't guide you. The Creator don't guide you when you do things to please people, for people to talk about you, or you're doing it with an ulterior motive other than feasibility in Arabic. You correct me if I'm incorrect. Imam means to please Allah, to please Allah. So, you know, this is very important, people, because time is winding up very fast now. And Allah say that Allah, through his prophet Muhammad, he said, Allah said that on the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, that all the people gathered there, countless people, that out of every 1,000 people, only one person out of every 1,000 is going to heaven with Allah, and the other 999 is going into the hellfire. That's something frightening to me every day, people, because if you really understand what true faith is, you understand that's letting you know you got to have a personal relationship with Allah. If you want to be one out of that 1,000, we come together in congregational prayer, but you got to spend most of your time with your Lord, Allah. And not only spend most of your time with your Lord, and you got to know that your Lord, Allah, your Creator, he's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or place. So even though you don't see him, like the brother said, he see you. And he got two angels recording your deeds, good and evil, good and bad, writing it down in a record inside of your heart. It's called the tablets of your heart, because Allah say all good and all evil come from your heart intentions. So when you see people constantly doing evil, That's what their intentions are. You see people saying they got belief in the Creator, and yet their actions is ungodly, is haram, is evil, or wrong. You know that person is a hypocrite. They don't have to open their mouth. And then my conclusion at this point of the talk, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, the special prayers and peace be upon him, said, when you see, not here, but when you see a true believer in Allah, just see him, look at him, see him, their action, their personality, they remind you of Allah. Because they have submitted their will to Allah's will, and so you don't see just an ordinary human being. What you see is an extraordinary human being, because that human being has realized he or here or she or here only to worship and serve their Creator, Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for having Imam Shahid Shabazz, the host of the show, to remind us, a reminder to you, and also to guidance us with words from Allah to let you know you're on the wrong path. You're going far straight to the wrong path, so come back. It's later than you think. Come back to the life that will last, because the life you're living now is not going to last. And you're on the wrong path for that eternal home with your Creator. And I want to thank him and thank our Imam from Mr. Satan, who joins us, and also reminding us of the words of our Creator, the most merciful Allah, that they're coming from the Quran, that it's a message to us. To humanity, to all of us, not some of us, not a part of us, somebody over here or somebody over there, but to the whole world. Just a reminder, we're in the last days now. There's horrific things are happening in these days, in this time that we're living in. And there's killing like never before. Even here, they're saying how just the beginning of the year, and I think there's been over 12 deaths already in this area. And instead, young people, killing up young people. These drugs are acting worse than ever. We have all this evil out here to bring about the evil. And people have turned away. They see themselves as some type of God. I don't believe in any God or anything material. All they believe is materialism. Don't believe in anything beyond anything else beyond life.
That's
a
right.
Life in the hereafter.
This world.
They think of this
That's
world.
Right.
This world is their life. And they don't even want to hear anymore if you talk about hereafter. But people, this is why this, so much is happening now. It's a reminder that time is near. And you don't know when your time will be here. So prepare yourself in the right way. Turn away from this world and its evilness. So many people are caught up on playing the lottery. Caught up on these football games and all, and betting on them and all. You know, these basketball games. The sports and plays of the world. This is an illusion, all of it. It's going to pass away like you're going to pass away. And there will, at once, sometime, there's going to be like there was never a world or anybody in it. This is
That's
reality.
Exactly right. That's right.
People. So we want to thank these brothers for taking their time out to remind you so that you will think about what you're doing and have time. Turn back if you know that you've gone astray. And I want to remind you again, you are listening to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We do have some people on now. I want to remind you also that you're welcome to just listen. You don't have to give any comment. But whenever your number shows up on our switchboard, that tells us that you do have something to say. That's supposed to be reminded to us, hey, let's hear what this person has to say. They're interested. They either have a question or a comment. So as I see these numbers, I will be calling them. Now, if you don't have anything to say, you don't have to say anything. They will let us know to go on to the next person. All right. The first number here is 202-840-1032. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My Islam is Thaddeus.
Welcome back.
Assalamu alaikum, Thaddeus.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fine. Glad to hear from you. I was just thinking about you last night.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, that's good. That's good. You saw that picture of me and Jahad. Jahad came and saw me not too long ago.
Yes, I did. That's a beautiful picture there of you and Jahad together, too. Very nice picture.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. So I was sitting here listening, and, you know, the thing is that my comment is that people are sheeple. Have you ever heard that term, sheeple? And what I mean by that is, whatever the latest trend is, everyone will follow. Like right now, there are little kids who don't know anything about sexuality. They say gay is awesome. They want to be gay. Never had their heart broken. Never been dumped by a girl. All of a sudden, they just want to be gay. And this, it's people who just follow everything that's in front of them. And that's the way of society. To me, that's my opinion because it's what I see. You know, they put it on TV shows. They even just recently I posted on Facebook, there's a doll, a transgender doll with a sex organ. Now, when I was growing up, dolls were smooth at the bottom down there where the sex organ was supposed to be at. Now they have a doll with two sex organs. To me, that is just crazy. You know, you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. You have sheeple. You have people who are just following whatever the mass media is telling them to do. They do it.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Remind me. I saw that too. That is simply ridiculous. Sickening that
yeah.
they have making
yeah.
dolls with actual sex organs on them. They have a woman doll with a male sex organ, a male
exactly.
doll with a woman. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Well,
and
let you know exactly what time it is that people are
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Catholic Church, first of all, I don't bash anybody's religion. But the history of things, you don't hear bad history when it comes to Islam. You know what I'm saying? It's rule indoctrinations that people don't understand. But then you don't hear about when a single mother's had a child, the child was not taken away, and that the woman was enslaved. That's Catholic stuff. I'm not bashing anybody or anything, but it's just written down in history. And then at the same time, it's just, you know, it just bothers me that what's important in this society today is flash, money, and sex. You got
That's
people
right.
out here, you got people out here in ghettos, but they got a nice car with some expensive rims that they got $100, $200, $300 shoes on their feet, and a house with some crap invaded with roaches. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on.
That's
I mean,
right.
We're, you know, what's going on? You got little girls out here dating older guys. Older guys like, oh, they're preying on older, younger girls. I give them some food, some weed, some liquor, and I can have sex. It's everywhere. It's rampant. You know what I'm saying? As far
That's
as,
right.
like, I don't understand it. And being on the bottom, like, I'm back on my little bottom thing. And that's because of my, what's going on in my head, you know, the battles that I'm having. And I get so overwhelmed with the things I'm supposed to do that I shut down. You know what I'm saying? These are my demons that I'm going through. I shut down. But at the same time, being on the bottom, I see things that's important to people. I see who my real friends are, and I see who people who are there just want to use me for my resources of what I can do. What I can do is not good at all times. And what I mean by that is because, you know what I'm saying, I live on the opposite side of the track. The truth be told, you know what I'm saying? So, but I don't do things because I choose to do it. I do it out of necessity. So if someone needs something, they come to me. But then at the same time, I'm like, look, I need a job. Help me out. You know, I got these skills. I got plenty of tools. Oh, no. That's out the way. I don't want to do all that. But what I want from you is I need these drugs at a cheap price. I'm not trying to do that right now. My life is different. You know what I'm saying? I almost lost my life in 2008 behind drugs. So at the same time, these people know, but they don't care. I don't care about all that, Daddy. It's what you can do for me to help me. And this is the society we live in. You know what I'm saying? It's messed up, and it makes you feel bad to the point where I shut down. I don't want to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? I can hear you calling my name. I keep on moving. I keep on walking. And then there's backlash behind that. And I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know my situation. You know the pain I'm going through. But yet and still, you're worried about this temporary fix. It's just a temporary fix. You know what I'm saying? Come on, leave me alone. I need a longevity. So God is longevity. I understand that. So I talk to God all the time. I don't get on my knees and pray all the time. But I talk to God as I'm walking by myself. I do. I know I'm supposed to pray. And we don't do what we're supposed to. That's just the human nature in us. But I do know that he reads my heart. He knows me. He knows my pain. He knows what I go through. Sometimes I cry by myself in private. I talk to God in private. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. I've been through a whole lot, a lot, to the point where I have a friend of mine who's begging me to write a book about my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to do it. But he's like, just do it. I got your back. That is, just write daggone thing. So I reached out to a Muslim brother the other day, and I said, I need a laptop. He said, hey, you got me. He's been out of town. When he comes back, I need the laptop so I can continue on my project. That's what I'm saying. So I need to get this stuff off my chest before I leave this earth. Someone's going to know my story. Someone's going to hear my story and maybe possibly learn from my story, because it's a good story. All in all I have to say is that, you know, a lot of people follow the masses. You don't got to follow the masses. I don't care about acceptance. People want acceptance. The hell with acceptance. Excuse my language. You don't need no acceptance. God accepts you as you are. You know what I'm saying? So you don't need all that, all this crap. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why? I know this chick. She talks about, I got some Giuseppe's, $600. I'm like, $600 for a pair of shoes? That's going to walk through urine, water, mud, and spit, and feces, $600. $600 will go a long way. You can donate like 20 of that. I mean, that's the minimum. You can do a whole lot with $600 for a pair of shoes, and you're proud? Really? So that's where we at these days. And it's a lot of lost people. There's a lot of evilness. There's a lot of wicked people. And if you just listen to people, like, I have headphones in my ears, and I'm going to listen to no music. I have headphones because I just pretend. But I hear things. I do a lot of watching. I watch people. I watch people's motives, everything. And people that know me that know that Thaddeus is quiet because he's watching you. He's watching everything you're doing. I'm watching you. I'm watching everything because I don't trust no one these days. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the way of the world. I got to be vigilant to be safe, to watch these people, because there's a lot of wickedness, and the djinn is there. The djinn whispers at the same time he yells. You know what I'm saying? So it's a strange situation. You know what I'm saying? You know how many times that I've had a situation where I could do something bad. Do it now. Hurry up. But then I hear a good whisper that says, nah, Dad, sit back. Watch out. Across the street. I cross the street. I cross that street, and then something happens where I was just standing, and then cops are there. You know what I'm saying? Or someone just got shot right across the street from me. And that's I don't know. This is weird, the world. And you know, I don't mean to come off so crass about things, but I'm just explaining what I feel today. And I appreciate y'all letting me share. And that's it.
All right. Well, we thank you, Brother Thaddeus. We hadn't heard from you in a long time. A brother in Durham, North Carolina, called this show Radio Family, and he really loves you a lot, talk about you a lot, named Brother Larry.
Yeah,
out of Durham,
I
North Carolina, my hometown.
Thank you.
And so, you know, it's good to get things out. You're telling about the experiences of life in this world. And Allah say, you know, the root of all evil is the love of this world.
Yeah.
So that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you love the things of this world, the things of this world will keep you in evil.
Yeah.
But if you look beyond what you see, then you can learn how to love. Why? Because Allah is the one. Allah's behind everything you see, and Allah's what? He's love. So if you want to learn how to love somebody or love yourself, you got to look inside. You can't look outside. You got to look at the love that the Creator put in your heart, in your soul when He created you. He said He created the nature, Allah did, of good in every human being. So by nature, we're good. Let me share this with you too on what you were saying. Allah said when you reject His reality, you reject your Creator who is all good, then then and common sense tell you you're going to fall into all evil. He said you will do the lowest of the low. You'll fall to do the lowest of the low. A human being would do things lower than the lowest animal. And that's what y'all was talking about the animals. That's one of the lowest things a human being can do.
That's right.
And not only low in the sense of what they did, but it's so low because they are not even human no more. They have totally just rejected the goodness of the Creator.
Yeah.
And they have become evil spirits. And they are out. See, what they're trying to do, Allah says in the Quran, Satan, the evil one they're following, say he said he was the face or changed the beautiful nature Allah created in human beings and animals. And the face means that this right here, if Allah made this female a female, then this female try to dress up like a male, act like a male, that female has been defaced. And you think you looking at a male, but in disguise, that's a female. So
if
Satan done proved to Allah what he said he was going to do with most people. He said, I'm going to change most people's nature. Well, you made them a female, I'm going to have them thinking they're a male and wanting to be a male. And when they're a male, I'm going to have them wanting to be a female. So he have did his job. So Allah told him, go it on, get all of them, you can. He said, I'm going to fill hell with you and all that follow you, your evil influence. He said, but you won't be able to get my true and devoted, sincere servants that I have purified through my divine grace. So, you know, you got to want. You got a choice. Allah put us in the world, and He tests us, He said, with good and evil. So it's your choice, whoever you are. If you choose evil, that's because you chose evil. You can't blame nobody else. You can't even blame the devil. You made that choice. Only thing the devil can do is what you just said. He can whisper. The evil jinn can whisper, but you don't have to answer that whisper. Like you said, but Allah say He also whispers, call you too. Allah say He calls us to an eternal home of peace. But the jinn, they call us, or the evil spirit call us, to the vanities of this world, this evil world.
Right.
So it's our choice which one we choose, Allah or this evil jinn lifestyle that's destroying almost all the people in the world right now as I talk. But it's their own choice. We have to always remember we have to take personal responsibility and accountability for our own choices we make. And on the day of judgment, Allah say, you ain't going to get no help from nobody. You ain't going to get no help even from outside of yourself. So, people, this is telling you right now, the Creator is telling you, start doing self-examination on the inside every day. Take self-inventory inside yourself every day and see where you at, where you standing with your Creator. And you following His will or you following your own evil? We have to take self-inventory every day because we might not live to see the next day. And Allah said once you, He sent the angel of death for your soul, ain't no coming back. And He said your fate is sealed. You go into either heaven or hell. It's already a done deal. So He said if you die in sin, intentionally, you're going to hell. So this is something we need to take serious. But we're living in exactly the time that the law say all these things would happen because people have forgot their creator. And they have forgot who they are. They have forgot that they are souls, and they have submitted to their animal nature, which causes them to do things lower than animals because animals only follow their nature. Them animals didn't make themselves like y'all said. People done that to them animals. Evil people.
That's right.
Devilish people. People following the influence of the devil. Satan. So I just wanted to say that, and we'll see if we got any others that want to comment. And we pray that you'll continue to come on with us, brother. That is because your experiences through life is a testimony. Right now, Brother Thaddeus, people want me to write a book on my life. I've been out, blessed by Allah to be out in the streets all over the United States of America during
Dawah,
spreading Islam. And I done been shot at, man, with shotguns. I done been with guns put to my head. They done tried to assassinate me in all kinds of ways. Women done tried to poison me and everything. I'm writing a book of poetry, though. It ain't on just my life, but it's a book of poetry on the life of that all human beings experience in this world and the life we should be living. And my book should come out this year, inshallah. Also, I've been blessed with the gift of singing messages of Allah in music.
Awesome.
And I'm going to get this year. That's supposed to come out, and I'm going to have it like on, drums, because we're not supposed to use wind and string instruments, but they'll be like on drums, but the beat, but it's very powerful. But I want to share something with you all, if I can, just briefly, and then we want to see if we got someone else to come on, even Brother Imam Abdul Karim from Winston. People,
all right.
This is something that I want to share with you. It says, love is real. Love is real, and this I feel. Love is right, but we have got to fight. Love don't come easy, and to love is to give. And this is the big deal. So love and receive help from above. This, my brothers and sisters, would be God's love. So stand up for love and give praise to the one above. That's it.
Nice. Like that.
Thank you.
Yes, I want to remind you that you're listening to the Sunday broadcast. I've been having a huge Shabbat. And as you can see, we have a beautiful, strong discussion going today. And we want you to join us. We'll hear from you, too. We have here Brother Thaddeus, who has been with us for a while, but he came on strong today. Information that we can all share, relate to, and realize that we have all gone astray one way or another, and we are paying the price for that one way or another. So we must come back to the light, to the guiding light, the true light, the real light of our Creator. I do have different numbers on you today. I see we have a 313-422. 3152. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, we can just listen if you want to. As I said earlier, some people prefer not speaking. They just want to listen. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you just listening. And we pray that you're receiving the information that you're speaking. We have another number here. 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? So it seems like we have some listeners here who prefer just listening to the messages being taught and being brought to them today. We thank you for joining us, and we will go on now to our imam from Winston-Salem once again. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, can you hear me well?
Yes, I can.
You sound a little low.
Do I sound
all right,
a little bit low?
You.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound a little low.
Oh, I can hear loud and clear from here.
How is that? Yes. Is that better?
Oh, that's better right there, brother. That's better.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, and I was going to say, too, because I had the I'm in my car now, and the this thing picks up, and I had to turn it off. But also, when I'm on, I hit the mute button sometime when somebody else is talking, so my background noise doesn't interfere with the thing. But I don't know if Sister Isla has the can mute people from there, and sometimes if background noise is coming in, maybe you could mute. You know, you could mute so that we could hear, you know, what's being said without hearing the cars going by and all the background noise. But I try to do it on my phone, and that's what why you probably couldn't hear me too well. But alhamdulillah, you know, this religion, that's the beauty of Islam. I mean, I listened to the brother talk. I listened to some of the things that was being said. And the beauty of this al-Islam is because even though our messenger left here 1,400 some odd years ago, the message is relevant till right now, till right today. You know, so somebody riding down the street in a car with leather seats and a sunroof and air conditioning can get the same message that somebody 14 years ago riding down the pathway with a camel on on sand can get the same message and it still have relevance. You know, even though that was over 1,000 years ago when they were on a camel and you sitting in your car with air conditioning and leather seats and all these options riding on a paved road, yeah, you could still listen to the message and it could still tell you what God wants from you because it hasn't changed whether you go back 1,400 years ago or go back 600 some odd years ago before that to Esau, Jesus, alayhi salam, peace and blessings be upon him, or go back before that to Moses, or go back before that to Abraham, the message doesn't change. And the struggles, even though they seem different, the struggles still come down to being the same thing. It's still the shaitan finding his way into your life to try to guide you to run down the wrong path, not walk. Run as fast as you can down the wrong path because the only thing that the shaitan knows is that he is guaranteed the hellfire. And the reason was because of his hate for us human beings. And because of his hate for us human beings, he wants to take as many of us to the hellfire with him as possible. And we can never, ever forget that. We can never forget that. If I could walk across the street to get closer to Allah, or I could walk across the street to go closer to the shaitan wants me to walk across the street to get closer to him, and he's yelling, like the brother said, not just whispering. He's yelling to me, come this way. Come this way.
Yes.
Please, come here, because the shaitan is shouting. He's got an aggressive ground game to get
That's right.
him to go to his direction. Where Allah tells us in his book, he's the Lord of the world. Come this way. This is the truth. Follow it if you want. Don't follow it if you want. But know that Allah is the truth. Know that what he's saying is true and absolutely going to come to pass. And whatever the shaitan is offering us is an absolute lie.
That's right.
Whatever he's offering us is a stone cold lie. So we know that. So we have to try to disseminate the shouts of the shaitan from and the whispers of the shaitan from the clear evidence that we have in Quran. And in Quran, it's like the Surah Al-Bayyina, clear. We have clear evidence from Allah. Clear.
Yes.
A clear book. This Quran was given to us by a noble messenger. And we have the translations, we have the meaning translated into every language on the planet, and we have the original text. How could you go wrong when you have the verbatim text, then you have the translation of the meaning into your own language? It's very difficult to go wrong when you have that information, except for the fact that you have that enemy that knew you, that knows you, and your dirty, evil, stinking, filthy deeds, and he knew your father, and his dirty, evil, stinking, filthy deeds, and he knew your grandfather and his dirty, even, filthy, stinking, filthy deeds, and your great-great-grandfather and your great, he knew all of them. And now, because of modern technology and all that time that he's accumulated knowledge, it's easier for the shaitan to try to lead us astray because he's got all that history from us. With Adam,
that's right.
It took him 900, right? With Adam, it took him 900 some odd years to lead him astray, just to get him to do one sin, Adam. But with us, we do 100 sins a day, probably, Allah knows best, because Satan has so much history. He knows, hey, this worked on his dad, this worked on his grandfather, it's probably going to work on him. So the Satan's whisper, even though it's just a whisper, it's very effective. And like the brother said, it could sound like a shout, especially when it's coming from these streets, because we know
that's
these
right.
streets are undefeated. These streets are undefeated. You want to know who to go to?
Yes.
The streets are undefeated, right? They 20 million, 8 billion, and oh, right? They don't have any losses. You try to go out there on the street and try to defeat the street, you're going to find yourself defeated.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. The only success is...
Yahawakala.
Excuse me. Thank you, brother. Yahidakum Allah. And the only success is with Allah. The only success is knowing what your Lord wants from you and trying your best to do it and trying to ignore the call of the shaitan. We know we're going to sin. We know. It's inevitable. We know we're going to sin. But we try our best to avoid the major sins. And when we make these sins, minor or major, we know that to be the best, we ask Allah for forgiveness. And that's what upsets the shaitan so much. Because when we ask Allah for forgiveness sincerely, he might erase that sin completely so it doesn't even show up. Allah might turn that sin into a good deed. He might turn that sin, might just cross it out. So even though it shows up, it doesn't count. Because he might just cross it out because we ask for forgiveness. So to the brother who spoke earlier, and to the people who are listening, and to my, you know, my brothers in the county who I talked to today, know that Allah is all merciful. He forgives all and every and any sin as long as you come to him and ask for forgiveness from that sin and you don't die on that sin. Allah can forgive that sin. And we've got tawbah, which is 2 rakats for the big sins like missing salat, or sleeping around when you're not supposed to, or, you know, some other major sin, killing somebody. You know, you could ask Allah for forgiveness as tawbah, as 2 rakats. And for the minor sins, you looked at something you wasn't supposed to look at, you know, some smaller sin, istighfar. That's why we try to all the time. Istighfar is that when you mention Allah's name, you just ask him forgiveness. We in Islam, we say astaghfirullah, you know, asking Allah for forgiveness. All the time when I'm talking, I say alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. All these things just cleanse sins. It's stacked. The cards are stacked in our favor when we try to follow Islam. The cards are stacked in our favor. When we make wudu, which is our cleaning that we do before we pray, we wash our hands and our nose and our face and our hair and wipe over our socks. The water that drips down our hands is just sins being forgiven. When we walk toward the masjid, whether it's Friday or some other day to make the prayer, it's sins being forgiven for every step we take. And Allah knows best. If it's when you go in to give dawah and you go in to teach somebody al-Islam or tell somebody that you know something about Islam that's good, those steps might even count as sins being forgiven because you're walking towards the good. And if that's the case, Imam Shahid Shabazz, you got a lot of steps in. Because I don't know nobody.
Oh, it's no doubt about it.
May Allah accept. May Allah accept. I don't want to put you up on the pedestal, but may Allah accept.
No, Allahu Akbar. Allah's greater.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But if all that is geared towards getting our sins forgiven, that must mean we've got a lot of sins to be forgiven for, sins that we know of and sins that we don't know of. Sins
that's
that
right.
We do from arrogance, sins that we do from arrogance because we think we could get away with it, or we think we something.
That's
think
right.
We somebody, or sins that we do from
that's
ignorance because
right.
We just don't know no better. You know?
Right.
So those sins are forgiven through just trying to follow the sunnah, just washing your hands to go pray water dripping down and sins are being forgiven and walking towards the mosque and walking towards good like that. These are just sins being forgiven, plus you add the istighfar and what we call tawbah when you actually go pray two rakats specifically because you know you just did a major sin. You know what you just did was a sin, and you're sorry for it, but you did it. So you go wash and make wudu, and you go pray two rakats and say, oh, Allah, forgive me. Allah might erase that sin completely if you do it soon enough after the sin, where it won't even show up on your record. I mean, that's what it's all about. So we don't despair in Allah's mercy, but we don't take it for granted either. You know, you don't take for granted, oh, Allah's going to forgive me because you ain't done nothing and Allah don't owe you no forgiveness. Okay? You don't take it for granted, but you don't despair that he's not going to forgive you either because the Lord of the worlds forgives everything. If he forgives a man who killed 99 people and then killed the 100th person who we know was a believer, and Allah forgave him, not only did he forgive him, he stretched the earth to make the distance that he was traveling closer to a place of good than the place of evil that he just left so that he could go to paradise.
That's right.
If Allah forgives like that, right? No, there's no greater forgiveness than that. Allah forgave.
That's right.
In one of the stories, he forgave a prostitute lady for giving water to a dog from her shoe. Okay?
That's right.
So we're talking about a Lord who doesn't mind forgiving in great quantity, but you can't
take that
for granted. You can't take that for granted.
No.
And if you don't take it for granted, we might, because my ears are closest to my mouth, we might get the mercy of Allah and see each other in paradise and be high-fiving and clapping and laughing about, you know, all the good time that we had trying to get close to Allah. So, you know, I pray that Allah makes us among those that he accepts their good deeds and forgives our evil deeds. And I pray that Allah makes us among those who we see each other in paradise and are well pleased with him and he's well pleased with us. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Imam. Very beautiful. Did you want to say something, co-host?
I just want to remind the audience that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. If there's anyone out in the audience who would like to say something at this time, push that number one button on your phone. Your number will show up on our switchboard, and we'll be glad to call on you. Now, we do have numbers showing up here, but so far these didn't seem to want to express themselves. Whether there's any who have something to say now, I will check again to see. Maybe right now you have something that you would like, a comment you'd like to make, or a question you would like to ask. I'm going to call on the 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay. I think that person still just wants to listen. Let's try another number we have here. 313-422-3152. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, seems like today we might be just filled with listeners. The next one, I believe, is usually a listener. People, I call on you because at some point there might be, you might have something, a question or something you want to ask. A comment that you would like to make. So we are to call on, if you see your number here, we do check out every now and then, check with you to see if there's anything that you have to say. This is your show, too. This number is 336-918-2640. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right. So we have many listeners. Thank you for listening and joining us. As I said, you're not obligated to say anything. We are thankful that we do have you on the show as listeners. And we pray that you are receiving the information you're looking for and you're enjoying the talk, the show today, the messages that our brothers have to bring to you. And now, again, I want to remind everyone that you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. He comes from every Sunday, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So join us. Have your friends join us. Spread the word. Let them know. Let someone else know. At least invite one other guest. And we're so thankful for having Thaddeus with us today. All right. Now, Imam Shahid Shabazi, back to you again.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to speak a little bit about what the brother Imam Abdul Karim here from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, was talking about, sins. Almighty Allah, our Creator, first of all, Allah says in his book, Quran, his final revelation for all people, he said when he decreed or ordained his creation in the heavens and the earth, he decreed or ordained that his mercy prevailed over his wrath. So what that means, people, is what the brother man was saying. We find ourselves doing wrong. I start with myself all our whole life. And some of us are doing wrong because we want to do wrong. And some of us are doing wrong out of ignorance and weakness and just human weakness. But Allah says in the Quran over and over again, he's often forgiven, most merciful. And like the brother said about that story about the man killing 100 people, and Allah forgave him and let him come into heaven. Now, you might be wondering about that story, why Allah would do that. This man didn't kill 100 people. Prophet Muhammad, I'm going to share it with you. Prophet Muhammad said, prayers and peace be upon him, that Allah, the Creator, say, on a day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, when he judges us, he's going to judge us based on our intentions in this world. That's why that man killed all them people, but he didn't intend to kill all of them. That man was coming to see to them people. Apparently, that man, he didn't intend to kill them, and the last one was a Muslim leader, a believer, he asked. And we're not to try to play God. We see people out here. And even as a little boy growing up, I used to hear people, especially African Americans, judging people. Look at that wino. Look at that dope addict. No, they going to hell. You don't know that. You're not Allah. You ain't the judge of that person drinking liquor. You got people out here on drugs and alcohol that will see you laying in the street, and you might need help. They'll check on you and you'll stay in your neighborhood and they don't see you, they'll come and check to see if you're all right. And these so-called intellectuals are smart people, won't even think about you, won't pass you laying in the street, won't even acknowledge you laying there like you don't even exist. And I do want to share this with you. Allah says he or she that sincerely repents of a sin, it's like he or she that have committed no sins. Also, Allah say if a believer in Allah and his follower of his prophet Muhammad, special prayers and peace and mercy be upon him, if we have a disagreement or argument with our brother or sister, our husband or wife, we should not go 3 days without making up, coming to each other and begging each other's pardon. Okay, said my brother, my sister, I was wrong. And Allah say, even if you're right, try to reach out to the brother or the sister and still, because ultimately Allah know that Allah say that if he was to destroy all the human beings right now, this instant, for what we deserve, none of us would go to heaven. All of us would go to hell. So ain't none of us in no position to feel so proud of ourselves that I think I'm right, I know I'm right, I ain't going to give in. Whether it's a man or a woman or a child or whatever, I mean, not a child, but an adult of age. Allah said we can't even approach him. This is deep, people. Please listen with your soul and your heart. Allah said we can't even approach him unless we approach him with a a humble heart in humility. That's like a baby, you know, realizing that before my Lord, I'm nothing. I need my Lord Allah for everything. If you don't protect me like a little baby, I will just perish. Evil will just destroy me. Allah said he's the only protector for the believers from evil. And Allah said those who disbelieve in his reality, unseen, they don't have no protection from the evils of themselves or the evils of this world. So I just want to emphasize that point. And recently, I want you all to know this too, because our imam here in Winston-Salem taught for this new year, this last past Friday, biggest prayer for Muslims all over the world, Juma prayer, that we need as people, as especially they said we believe in the Creator, we need to ask our Creator in sincerity of heart to protect us from following our own ways, which lead us astray from the way of our Creator into evil. And we need to ask our Creator, protect us from ourselves and always guide us in all our affairs in life, no matter what it is, small or big. Ask him to guide us. And our Creator also say that we should have a heart of repentance. He said we should race, strive, as though we're in a race towards all that's good. At the same time, he said we should strive as though we're in a race in repentance. That is always keeping your heart in repentance, because as the imam said, the brother said, the Creator Allah say, we sin as human beings because by our nature we're not perfect. So we're going to sin. Any creature that's not perfect, and we the human being, the Creator say he didn't make us perfect. He didn't make us no God. He's the only perfect one. So he put us in a world, an imperfect world, and he put us in an imperfect form, this body. So this body is going to sin. And anybody that say they don't sin, you know automatically that person right there is a liar. They're a liar. Because you do sin and don't even know you're sinning. And you sin a lot of times and you know you're sinning. All of us. I start with myself. But the Creator ain't looking at the sins you're committing. He's looking at whether you want to continue to sin, or you want to sin, or you want to stop sinning and come back to doing what's right according to his will. That's why I say, he say a person that sincerely repents of their sin is like a person that have committed no sin. So I also want to share this with you. Most people are worshiping the things of this world, and people are things too, and the flesh body, we're nothing but a thing. Created out of the earth, we're nothing but matter that's going to pass away. And most people, lots of people worship each other. They worship their children. They worship their money, their wealth. And recently, this has been a poll taken with factual evidence that you got more billionaires and millionaires committing suicide than ever before. Not only in America, but around the world. And most people think that if they get a lot of money, a lot of so-called material wealth, gold or money or whatever material wealth in this world, they think that they're doing good. And they and as the sister said earlier, Allah said he didn't create this world for us to just be here for sport and play. And he said when you get a lot of material wealth, you are not to hoard it, keep it all to yourself and your family, and you are not to be a spendthrift, just spending it, just lavishly, just going out, throwing it away, just like you're just throwing it away, and spending it on evil, you know, for helping people get drugs and alcohol to destroy themselves. No. He say, everything he give us, our body, our wealth, and everything, if we don't use it to carry out his goodwill, his will, which is all good, then at the end of our life, we won't not only get on the judgment day no reward for the good that we did, but also the wealth that we had. He say he going to put it in hell under us and let that wealth that we hoarded up for ourselves be fuel in the fire to keep on burning us forever and then forever, eternally. So we need to think deep about this talk today, because this year, 2020, I personally believe there's something special about it, because Allah, the Creator, this is me personally speaking, but it's coming from the truth. He created, Allah say in the Bible, he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And Allah said in the Holy Quran, a thousand of our years is like one day to him. So why did Allah create the heavens and the earth in 2,000 years intervals? 2,000 years he created this part of the heavens and earth. 2 more thousand years he created this part of the heavens and earth. And the last 2,000 years he created a man and a woman on the earth. So what is it? It's some, and this 2020, this represents 2,000 years, another 2,000 years. Now, we know that this is me talking. Look at everything that's happening. 2,000 years intervals. It's something about 2,000 years. So this year, and Allah says in the Bible, on the seventh day, and in the Quran, he established his throne of authority over the heavens and the earth. So we leaving out of the year 2020, which was the year evil reached this peak. Look who's in the White House going into the year 2020. So 2020 is taking us into this seventh period that Allah established himself on the throne of authority over the heavens and the earth. You don't have to believe me or even have to think what I'm saying is the truth. Watch and see what happened this year right here as you live. Just keep watching. Just keep watching. You're going to see things like the sister and brother say you never seen before or never even heard of people doing. And the law say you will know when the last days are here, when people will be committing horrific sins, unthinkable sins against the human nature and against animals, just against the world itself. They got poison in the air, the governments of the world, to kill off the population of people. They're putting poison in the food to kill the people. The Food and Drug Administration up there in the D.C. area, they passed laws where the government allow companies to put poison in your food, poison in our water we drink. And we're just at the mercy of our Creator, because look at all the water and all that air we breathe, yeah, with all this poison and stuff.
1 minute and 50 seconds.
I heard you clear, sister. With 1 minute and 50 seconds, I want to say this right here. And I think I can get it in 1 minute and 50 seconds. I want to say Allah, our Creator, is the one. He's the self-subsistent, needs no help. Allah is the all-powerful. Allah is the guide to the right path. Allah is the supreme inheritor of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the protecting friend, the only protecting friend. Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is the one to whom all things in the heavens and the earth must return for judgment. We ask Allah to forgive us if we said anything today that wasn't in accord with his divine will in the Quran. And we pray that Allah will protect us this year as believers and help us to know that we need him in every aspect of our life. We can't do without Allah in any of our affairs. We pray that you will put Allah first in your life, and we pray that you will take life serious and know that death don't end your life, that you will be awakened from your dead graves to answer for all that you do in this life, good or bad, and that will decide where you will spend eternity, in heaven or hell. And we ask Allah to forgive us and help us this year to be better than we was last year, the whole world. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. Thank you for joining us. We pray that you will have a great and wonderful day today. Those of you who are still with us.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special.